post-match interview.
Thank you, Benny. Isaac Smith has been good enough to join us on the line from the Gabba. Isaac Kingy, Benny Cass and Nealty in the K-Rock Hub. Appreciate you giving some of your time post tonight's performance. What are your instant reflections on that effort?
Yeah, hey guys. Yeah, it was disappointing. But I think we've won two out of the last three, which is a real positive, especially when we looked at the draw during at the start of the year, we would have taken two out of those three. And we'll learn some really good things out of the game tonight. It's not the be-all and end-all. They jumped us at the start. We're still on the plane, which was disappointing. And it was a tight tussle from there, and we're probably forced into a few mistakes late because we're trying to get ourselves back in the game. So overall, very disappointing, but I reckon we can learn a fair bit from it, to be honest.
You've played every game this year. Can you rate Brisbane's pressure and what they brought tonight against the other 13 teams you've played against?
Yeah, they were really good. And I'd just have them up there with the other top four sides we've played at the moment. I think it's so even at the top of the table at the moment. And, you know, there's a fair bit of jostling, and you can throw West Coast and Richmond and maybe one or two others in there. But there's just a lot of jostling for positions, and I think there's seven games to go from now. So it's all just going to work itself out, and it'll be who brings it later in the year. But yeah, they're certainly red hot at the moment, the Lions.
Well, Isaac, you're just one of the few times you've had a really good patch of form, the team, that is. And just tonight, a few times you got opened up quite a bit, particularly early in the game through the middle, and it just puts your defence under so much pressure when the ball's being moved so swiftly.
Yeah, and I think we probably didn't play the ground the best that we could have. We probably got caught defending on the wings a little bit, and as you said, they just opened us up straight through the guts. So, you know, I think we'll learn from that, especially if we have to play them up here again. We need to fill the corridor a lot more and push them wide and force them into a bit of a kick mark game. But when they're able to play on, hit those kicks through the middle and get it in quickly, folks like Charlie Cameron and all that, they're too dangerous and too hard to defend.
Speaking with Geelong wingman Isaac Smith on K-Rock Football, here's Mark Neild.
Isaac, mate, just a question really from our listeners. We've had a number of people ringing in, and they're asking, do you reckon the footy club, they'll look at it, or it'll be one of those weeks where they'll just throw it away and move on? How do you think Chris and the rest of the coaches will deal with it, mate? Just this one's from our listeners, really.
Yeah, no, I actually think it's too good an opportunity to miss not to look at it. I think we did some things that we didn't want to do, and we probably haven't been in that position this year where we've been really jumped and had to fight our way back. So, yeah, to be honest, personally, I'm not sure what they'll do, but I think it's probably too good of an opportunity to miss and learn some things from it, because if we get in that situation again, we want to be able to put some things in place to get us back in the game.
Thank you for that. Final one for me is really just looking forward. You did mention, you know, you've got seven games to go, etc. How difficult is it at the moment when, I don't even know if you know what day you're playing on next weekend, do you, and all those types of things. How does that impact you at all, and how are you going to deal with that as a playing group?
Oh, I think we've been really good at just dealing at what gets thrown at us, and I think the whole competition has, and that probably flows on from last year a fair bit, but what you can't measure is the emotional toll that it takes on individuals and families and all different things, especially, you know, for example, the other week, we're meant to be coming home from Port Adelaide that night, and then we end up staying the night, and just little things like that. But, mate, the group's been fantastic at just dealing with it, but who knows how much that drains your energy over a month or two, and we'll get a little bit of a freshen up now, which is nice. We'll get a little bit of a longer break, and a few of the boys will stay up in Queensland for a couple of days and hopefully get a bit of sun, and hopefully we can reset and go again.
So do you stick around yourself, Isaac, go and watch the VFL boys tomorrow and then head home, or are you going to get some sun?
Yeah, I think I'll stick around up here. It's a bit warmer up here. I won't be in the snow jacket. So, yeah, I'll get back probably Sunday afternoon, ready for training on Monday.
Yeah, it was really nice down here today, Isaac. It was sort of a balmy 11 and a half.
Oh, mate, it's a bloody good place to live, but it's also a bloody good place to leave sometimes.
You're becoming our post-Brisbane game specialist, because we spoke to you after the win in round two for the first time on K-Rock, and that was the last time we chatted with you. Just, can you take us into your settling in, and do you think you've settled in now that you've got a body of work in terms of, what, 14 games behind you than you could ever have expected?
Yeah, I think it took me probably, to be honest, a good 7 or 8 weeks to... It's a completely different philosophy, you know, to Hawthorn. So it probably took me a good 7 or 8 weeks. I knew it on paper, but to actually understand what each individual is going to do and how to manipulate the opposition with that system, it probably took me a good 8 weeks. And I feel like I'm in a bit of a groove now and understanding what we do and how we play good footy. So it's funny. I thought I might have been able to grasp it a little quicker, but yeah, it took a little bit.
Yeah, you've settled in well. We've really enjoyed what you've brought to the Cats through season 2021 and look forward to seeing it over the next few years.
So what you're
well.
Saying, Isaac, is you can teach old dog new tricks.
Yeah, something like that. Everyone had me on the scrap heap.
No, not here. We were happy.
No, we didn't have you on the scrap heap. We were in your top of the heap.
Yeah, we were. That right foot of yours does work again.
Yeah, do you like it? I've been
we loved it.
Using it.
It was magnificent.
It's going at about 100% efficiency at the moment this year.
There was just one other mung you did there that didn't quite come off that well on your left.
Oh, mate, what about that? Yeah, it fell right open in the middle of the ground as well. We all made a couple of silly mistakes tonight. And when they compound, you lose games of footy.
Yeah, we just thought your right foot was for balancing on, Isaac.
It is usually.
Hey, we really appreciate your time and glad you could put a smile on our listeners' faces, and there's a smile on yours knowing that it's not the end of the world. It's a game of footy and the club's still 10-4, and I suspect if somebody had said at round 14, having gone to, as you said, gone to Adelaide to play Port and play the Lions in the month of June, then you'd be 10-4, and you've got a month now that you're basically a home except for a trip to Perth. So things settle down, you get a bit of routine and hopefully some good footy. Really appreciate you joining us, Isaac, on K-Rock, and look forward to seeing you against the Bombers next week.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Enjoy.
Isaac Smith joining us. Good enough to talk to us from down in the rooms at the Gabba.
Post-match interview.